Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about knowing the ingredients of the chemicals that you add to your pool and why it's so important. I'm going to use Clorox Extra Blue products as an example of something that could really mess up the chemistry of your pool if you don't know the ingredients of what you're adding. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963. Providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. So when I go to the grocery store to go grocery shopping, I'm really conscious of the ingredients of the products that I purchase for a number of reasons, but the main reason is that I'm allergic to certain items, and if there's anything with any kind of food coloring or any kind of artificial flavors in it, I can't eat it because I have an allergic reaction to it. And so I'm always looking at the labels for the ingredients, and typically they'll add artificial flavor, or a product will have, you know, yellow 5 or red 4 or whatever in the particular product, and so I can't purchase it. And so I'm really vigilant, I would say, or hyper-vigilant would be probably the best word when I purchase a product. When I go out to a restaurant, I'll ask to see, when I go to Panera, I'll ask to see the ingredients that they have for their products, and good thing, I think Panera uses all natural ingredients. There's some bakeries that use artificial flavoring, so I'm really careful when I go out to eat. And I think for your pool, you need to be the same way because it's a body of water, like you have your body. And anything you add to that pool can really affect how that pool looks, and it could cause staining in the surface of the pool and damage the pool if you add certain products to the pool without knowing what you're adding to the pool. And I'm not picking on Clorox in particular here, but I did have a bad experience with Clorox salt in 2 different pools. And the customer purchased the salt, not me. And one pool, the customer added it. The other pool, I added the salt for them. And what they have in the salt is an anti-clumping chemical. And it leaves a yellow stain on the bottom of the pool in a lot of cases if they put too much of it in one bag versus another bag. If you go to Walmart.com, look at all the 1-star reviews of Clorox salt, you'll see pictures of posted on there of the yellow staining that I'm talking about. And the reason why I mentioned Walmart.com is this is where the customers ordered the salt, was delivered to their house, which was convenient. However, it had that anti-clumping agent, which stained their pool. And so I got rid of that stain, by the way. If you're interested, if you have used Clorox salt and you have this problem, Biodex Aquadex 50 works really well with this. So you pour it over the spot, leave the pool off for like 4 to 6 hours, then run the pool for a very long time after that, for 7 days, you know, try to run it as long as you can. That way it circulates, and that removes the stain after about a week or so. So it was really effective on that. And so I'm not picking on Clorox in particular, but I wanted to use Clorox to highlight a couple of their products that have copper in it that you may not know has copper in it. And that's their Extra Blue line of products. And so anything with the word blue should be a hint to you that that product has copper in it. You know, when I go to the grocery store and I see those colored cookies on the front aisles, I know right away that they use a dye for that, for the icing on there. And so I know not to buy those right away. It's pretty obvious. And so when you see a product that says blue in it, you know, more than likely that's going to have a copper of some kind in there. And so if you pull up the MSDS of the Clorox Extra Blue, let me pull them up on my computer real quick here. And by the way, if you don't know what an MSDS is, it's a material safety data sheet. You can get these at your supplier. So if you go into a pool store, they should have access to these. You can go online and just Google a product. You know, anyone that sells chemicals usually posts these online. Like Home Depot is where I found these 2 particular MSDS sheets from, because they sell the Clorox Extra Blue product at their stores, and therefore they publish the material safety data sheet. And if you shop at a wholesaler, they should have the sheets on hand for you to look at. And so I'm looking at the Clorox Extra Blue 3-inch trichlor tablet MSDS, and it says 94.05% trichlor-S-trixanthine, which is trichlor. And then the other ingredient, there's another ingredient located in the list, and it's boron salt. And I think that's just to lower the pH, to raise the pH up because the tablets have a lower pH. And so they add a small amount. It's like, so less than 2% is the boron salt, which is probably a borate product that they add to raise the pH there in the tablet itself. And then there's a trade secret 002, and that's 3-8%. I mean, the math is not accurate because 94, 3-8%, but that goes to say that they don't really have an accurate amount of the chemical in the product. It's just something that they give you a range in the tablet. So it could have 3-8% of this product in it. And the trade secret 002 is copper. Those blue little specks in the tablets is copper. And so what's the danger of using the Clorox Extra Blue Trichlor tablets? You're adding copper to the water. And there's no way to know how much copper you're actually adding to the water. It's anywhere from 3-8% of the product is copper. And so you really don't know how much copper you're actually adding to the water as you're using the tablets. And you're adding that copper to the water. And the copper doesn't leave the water. So just be aware that when you're adding any kind of copper to the pool water, it stays in the water. You can't backwash it out. The only way to get rid of the copper is there's two ways. You can drain the whole pool down to get rid of the copper, or you can get a sequestering agent and then the Sealator 4.0 and put it in your skimmer pump basket for 30 days to 60 days, and that'll draw the copper ions out of the water. So it's really important to know that when you're adding the copper to the water with these tablets, the copper stays in the water. So one season, you bring the level, let's just say that you bring the level to a little bit under 0.2, and then the next season you use another 35 pounds of the tablets, you're probably going to be well over the 0.3 limit, and you're going to start seeing staining in the pool. And I think one of the major hazards of this is that there are other products on the market that you would normally use that have copper in it, like the PoolRx unit, for example, has copper that's chelated, which means that it's bound to the anode there. It's a little bit complicated, but basically the copper there, you know, if you buy the blue PoolRx unit, it comes with 8 ounces of mineral, and then the black unit comes with 12 ounces of mineral. And so that mineral is specifically measured for the body of water that you're putting the PoolRx into, and you shouldn't have any copper in the water to begin with. Otherwise, the PoolRx can't pull out the copper that is in the minerals that you put into the pool with the PoolRx. So if you're using the Clorox Extra Blue tablets, I'm making this example, and I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible so you can get the idea of where I'm going here. So if you have the Extra Blue and you're using the tablets in your pool and you're slowly adding copper to your pool water with maybe not even knowing it because you don't know that the Extra Blue tablets had those little blue copper flakes in there, and then you get a PoolRx unit, let's say you get the black unit because you have a 20,000 gallon pool, it's got 12 ounces of the mineral. You've been using the Clorox Extra Blue tablets for a month or two, and it's building up the copper level in the pool. You put the PoolRx unit in there, and without knowing and without testing the water, you've already reached the threshold for that PoolRx unit, and then the copper is going to drop out and stain the pool. This could happen with a solar ionizer. This could happen with any kind of copper algicide you're adding to the pool along with the tablets. And so it's really important to know the ingredients for that reason, because you're slowly adding copper to your pool water using these Extra Blue tablets without even knowing that you're doing it, because the label, of course, doesn't say copper, which probably is another problem that I think with the trade secret things that they have to work on in the industry. But I think having copper in a product is not technically a trade secret. And just for the fun of it, I went ahead and looked up their Clorox Pool & Spa Shock Extra Blue, just to see if the blue in that name signified copper also. And so they have the ingredients. It's a dichlor shock, 63%. And then they also have the boron salt in there, trade secret. I don't know why they would list the name of it and put trade secret next to it. But anyway, and listed next to that or underneath that is copper citrate, less than 1% copper citrate in each bag of the Clorox Extra Blue Shock. And so if you're using the Clorox Extra Blue tablets, and then using the Clorox Extra Blue Shock, and then you're adding something like a PoolRx there, or using a copper algicide, or a solar ionizer type device, and it's releasing copper into the water, getting past that 0.2 0.2 to 0.3 copper level in your pool would be very easy to do. And I think the danger here is the fact that since there's going to be a trichlor shortage in a lot of respects coming into next season, a lot of people are going to be buying whatever tablets they can get their hands on. And so they may pick up a Clorox Blue, you know, 35-pound bucket and start using it in their pool. And they may have been using a copper algicide or a Pool RX unit, for that matter, in the pool. And again, there's nothing inherently wrong with the Pool RX unit. It has a certain amount of mineral in there. And if there's no copper in the water to begin with, there's nothing to worry about. I'm using that as an example of something that has a copper mineral, so you get an idea of the danger of adding two different copper products in your pool, especially one where you don't know there's copper in it, which is the Extra Blue tablets. And this will raise the level to a higher level, a high enough level where staining in your pool. And so if people are buying tablets and are just buying whatever they have they can get their hands on, they may pick up the Extra Blue tablets, put them in their pool, and then have the stain, the copper staining drop out, or have the copper drop out and stain their pool because there's too much copper in the water at that point. It's no longer suspended. And then they won't know what is going on. Why is there this stain in my pool? I'm just using these tablets. I'm not doing anything else. I just changed my tablet brand. And so I think it's very important to know what is in the product, and you have to do your research to some extent. To some extent, the manufacturer should make it easier for you and just tell you what's in the product. But in the case of Clorox Extra Blue, it's not disclosed on there that there is copper in the tablet itself, and therefore you kind of have to look on forums and look other places. If you just Google it, you'll find it on Reddit, and you'll find it on Trouble-Free Pools. They mention the Clorox Extra Blue has copper in it. I have a reliable source in the industry that told me that this has copper in it. So again, if you're adding these tablets and another copper product and you do have staining, to get rid of the staining, you would want to add a sequestering agent. See You Later has a really good sequestering agent, and then they have the See You Later 4.0. I would recommend the 4.0 over the 1.0 if you do have staining in the pool. That way you know for sure it's going to draw the copper out of the water, and the staining should start to fade in the pool. You know, the other option is to drain it and acid wash the pool. And if you have a huge amount of copper in the water, you may have to do that, but you may not have to with the See You Later. You may have to use more than one 4.0, you know, use it for 30 days or 60 days and then put another one in to really draw out the copper. But you want to use a sequestering agent also to suspend it in the water so that the See You Later can pull it out of the water. And again, you can't get rid of the copper any other way except with the See You Later 4.0 or draining your pool and acid washing the pool to get rid of the staining. So it doesn't give you a lot of options there at that point when the copper level gets too high. So it's better to know that you're adding copper to the pool in some ways. And there's a lot of products that will tell you. A lot of the algicides will have the copper as an ingredient on there. And like I mentioned, the Polarex does mention that there's copper in the product itself. And I'm a big fan of the Polarex product. I use it on my pool route, and I think it's a great product. And it does mention, if you look at the instructions, that you can't have any copper in your water when you use it because it's designed specifically to suspend the copper mineral that comes in the Polarex unit. So when you add too much copper to the water, it won't work properly. Another thing you're going to run into is that you may have the purple dusting, the copper cyanate, where you have your pool starting to get this purple staining. And if you have high cyanuric acid, so here's what's going to happen. You're adding these Clorox Extra Blue tablets to your pool. So you're adding cyanuric acid, about half or more than half of each tablet is cyanuric acid. And so you're adding, if you have a 35-pound bucket, you're going to be adding about, you know, 15 or 16 pounds of cyanuric acid to your pool as you're adding these tablets into your pool during the season. And so you're adding a large amount of cyanuric acid to your pool, and then you're adding copper to your pool. And so the purple staining or purple dusting that you're going to see is from copper reacting with high cyanuric acid. And you're creating this by using these tablets, and if you go, you know, two or three seasons with these tablets, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to start to develop purple staining on the step area, on the walls of the pool, on your automatic cleaner, in your skimmer, from using the Clorox Extra Blue tablets, because the formula for the purple dusting is high cyanuric acid and copper. And you may not see this purple dusting in the pool right away. What causes the purple dust to actually appear is that the copper has to drop out. And if the pH and alkalinity are low in the pool, this won't happen as quickly. Once you raise the pH in the pool, you're going to see the purple dusting start to form, and that's an indication that the copper is reacting with the high cyanuric acid level in the pool. You may also notice that your hair turns green when you're swimming if you have blonde hair or light-colored hair. If you have a lot of copper in the water, you're going to get the green tint to your hair with the copper in the water. And you can actually reverse the purple dusting with the Sealator 4.0 and sequestering agent. You can drain the pool and fill it with new water, and that will get rid of the purple dust. But with the Sealator 4.0, as long as you extract the copper out of the water, that purple dusting should start to fade. But rather, needing methods to get rid of the staining that shouldn't be there, I think it's better just to prevent it to begin with by realizing that adding the copper product like the Clorox Extra Blue tablets, Clorox Extra Blue shock to your pool is going to raise the copper level to a point where it will drop out of the water and stain it. And again, it doesn't take much copper in the water to cause staining. The level of 0.3 or above will cause the copper to drop out of the water and stain the pool. And that's 0.3 parts per million, which is a minuscule amount of copper, because if you have a pool and you're adding chlorine, the recommended level is 3 parts per million of chlorine. And so, you know, 0.3 is a very, very small amount of copper. And so how to test for copper in your pool? I think there's easy ways to test. You have the copper test strips. Lamont makes them. Other manufacturers make a copper test strip. There's also photometers that test for copper. ColorQ, the ColorQ Pro 9 by Lamont has a copper test in there. And then I have a spin touch that does the copper with the spin disc. You could take it to your local pool store. A lot of the Leslie's Pool Supplies will have a test kit for copper. They'll have a photometer that tests copper levels. I believe almost all the stores should have it coming into next season. And so you can take it into a Leslie's store. They can test the pool for copper for you. And indeed, if it's over, you know, 0.2 parts per million, you're going to have to add the sequestering agent, the Sealator 4.0, to draw the copper out. And even if you don't have actual staining in the pool, you want to get the copper out of the pool so that the copper level is at 0.0 parts per million in your pool anyway. And so if you are using Clorox Extra Blue tablets right now, I suggest either ordering some copper test strips by Lamont, getting a water sample and bringing it into your local pool store. I don't necessarily recommend buying a ColorQ Pro 9 test kit to test for the copper in your pool. I mean, if you're a pool professional, definitely you want to have that kit. But for the homeowner, I think that's a little overkill to spend $200 to test the copper level in your pool. That's kind of the money it would cost to drain your pool. So you just want to take a water sample into your local pool store, would be logical. Or order the copper test strips at like $10 or $15 online and definitely check your water for that. They're pretty accurate. You just have to kind of read. It won't give you like a, you know, precise copper level, but the color changing on the strip will indicate if you have copper in the water or not. I like the strip because if you don't have copper, it's pretty clear you don't. It's kind of like doing a chlorine reading with a test strip. When there's no chlorine, you definitely know there's no chlorine because it's blank. And so with the copper test strip, same thing. If the strip is really light, there's no copper in there. And if it gets darker, if the little pad on the test strip gets darker, that'll indicate copper in the water. And therefore, you know that you have a copper level of some kind. You don't know exactly. And then you would start the process of the sequestering agent and the Sealator 4.0 to draw the copper out of the pool. Or you can drain it if the pool water is, you know, 8 or 10 years old. I definitely recommend draining the pool and starting over with fresh water at that point. And whatever is more economical for you, draining your pool or the Sealator 4.0 with the sequestering agent, it's your choice to do either one. But you want to get that copper out of the water for sure. And otherwise, you may have staining, or if you have staining already, getting the copper out of the water will remove a lot of the staining in the pool surface itself. And so, cautions about products. You definitely want to know what you're using in your pool. Just like me in the grocery store, checking every single ingredient to make sure there's nothing that will have me have an allergic reaction to it. Kind of like your pool having an allergic reaction to a high copper level. It'll have the staining in the pool to indicate that there's something wrong. And so just using this one product as an example, the Clorox Extra Blue tablets, will give you an idea that there are a lot of things that you can put into your pool that could cause staining, could cause foaming, other kind of problems with your pool, cloudy water, you know, you name it. I've seen it all out there by someone adding a product to the pool and causing a problem. you know, any of these categories would be a definite water quality problem. And so if you didn't know before this podcast about the extra ingredient in the Clorox tablet, you know now. And if you didn't know that the trichlor tablets add cyanuric acid to your pool, you should know that now by this podcast, that more than half of each tablet is cyanuric acid. That's the ingredient. The trichlor is basically cyanuric acid and chlorine together. And so you're, you know, I give this example before that if you're adding a 50-pound bucket of trichlor tablets to your pool every season and you have a 20,000-gallon pool, you're adding 150 parts per million of cyanuric acid to your pool. And the acceptable level or the ideal level is about 50 parts per million. So three times the amount of cyanuric acid is being added to your pool every season. And so knowing the ingredients, just something simple as knowing that trichlor tablets have cyanuric acid in it is important too, because you're adding more cyanuric acid to your pool than is recommended. And you're doing that just by adding a pool product that is sold and it seems harmless because it's adding chlorine to your pool. But you need to know that aspect of it, that it is adding that to your pool. And even when you add liquid chlorine to your pool, you're adding salt to your pool because one of the ingredients of liquid chlorine is sodium. And so you're adding salt, which is raising your TDS level in your pool. It's not a huge amount, but over time it's going to add more and more salt to your pool and cause you to have to drain your pool eventually because the TDS level gets higher. So just some examples. I'm not picking on Clorox in this podcast, but I am pointing out something for you to know about it, because, you know, regular tablets will add cyanuric acid to your pool. Liquid chlorine will add sodium to your pool. And so everything you add to your pool, you should know what you're adding to your pool to know the effects on the water of your pool. And it's really up to you as the pool professional or as the homeowner to know what you're putting in your pool every week. And if you're looking for other resources for your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of web pages there, and I have an ebook available for $9.99. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining the program. Again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.